What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here with Dizzy D in the studio, coming to you live on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. How you doing, Dizzy D?
I'm great. I haven't been on this radio station in so long. I had a show like a year ago, so I really haven't been in the studio talking in a really long time. It's kind of weird. I can't hear myself.
How does it feel to be back?
Kind of like a throwback Thursday, you know, because I mean,
hashtag TBT.
And it's great being here with you today because I mean, we're hella good friends. She wouldn't let me go on her show when she had her show on Tuesday. It's really disappointing.
Okay, to my credit, it was like in an hour and I was still writing it. But yeah, we're really good friends. I have a show this semester, so I've had some experience. She had a show a whole year ago. Now,
yeah, a year ago. A whole year ago.
Celebrity gossip, yeah?
It was celebrity gossip, new movie releases about current music, and I had a little game that was called True or False, which I played with my listeners and talked about some things that were either true or false, and they would have to guess, and it was a fun show. I had a really good time, and now I am the athletic production assistant for our radio station here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Go Pangs!
Woo-hoo. Go Pangs! So, yeah, that's all good here. Good in the hood. Senior year, wrapping it up. Our second to last semester at Dominican, and it's crazy. Are you handling everything? All of the school hustle?
Yeah, you know, school, working on our thesis, both of us are.
Oh my God, we just got out of our senior capstone class, and we're here in the studio.
Just for fun, frankly, let's just make that clear. We just decided to do this two minutes ago.
If any of you are listening, just know this was a little on the limb, on a whim.
We're going out on a limb here, on a whim in the studio, but that's okay.
Dizzy D and DJ Soundwave. Oh, that was a little hot.
Yeah, but holiday season's coming up.
Oh my God. Okay, so we went out to lunch today at, what is it called? Scotty's Market?
Yeah, in Terralinda.
In Terralinda, we got some sandwiches at the deli. And we were waiting in line to get our sandwiches, and we turn around and we see Santa wrapped chocolates.
Yum. I wanted to get one.
Okay, but here's the thing. A small one, maybe 2 inches tall, was $3.29. Yeah, what?
I mean, the economy.
What? Yeah, you're boosting the economy. She did not get it because that's ridiculous. She should not have to pay $3.29 for a Santa wrapped chocolate bar.
Yeah, ended up getting a whole Lindt bar for the same price. But that's, you know, whatever. What can you do? Holidays, I'm super excited for. We're off school in about 3 weeks.
But I'm not prepared for that. Like, I have so much stuff to do in 3 weeks, and I don't think I can get it all done. I'm really stressed out with my life.
You can do it.
But I'm here on the radio station because I need to unwind.
Yeah,
and uncover.
Dizzy D works two jobs right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I work two jobs, and I'm taking 17 units, and my life is a bleep show. If you know what I mean.
Hashtag overachiever, working for the Warriors right now.
Warriors.
And what else? You're working for another company that.
Yeah, it's called Samco. No one knows what it is, but basically it's a freelance job, and I get gigs all around the Bay Area. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, I worked for the Sacramento Kings doing instant replay for them. This weekend, I'm going to be working at Cal Berkeley doing replay for them. I've worked at Stanford Football. I've worked for the Colorado Rockies. I've worked instant replay for the Giants. So, yeah, I used to intern for the Giants. So that's how I got my way in to all these places. And it's awesome. And it is hard with school because I'm one of the only ones who's in school while working for Warriors and doing the Samco freelance gig. So it's just kind of, I have to prioritize my life a lot. And I really don't have a social life. Actually, I kind of do.
Hashtag overachiever.
Hashtag, I'm going to pull out my hair because I'm so stressed out. That's all one word.
No, hashtag. Don't do that. Holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving's not next week, but the week after.
Yes. And okay, can I talk about this for a second?
Yes.
So I don't know how it is around here because I'm not really sure how the nightlife is.
In Serifel?
Tiburon.
Marin.
Right? Marin. Yeah. So basically, I just turned 21 in May, and the night before Thanksgiving is like a big deal in Petaluma.
Really? Why?
Okay. So everybody is away at school, right? And, you know, everybody has Thanksgiving break off and everybody decides to come home to celebrate Thanksgiving. And the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so the day before or night before Thanksgiving, everybody in Petaluma or who grew up in Petaluma or whatever goes to the bars in Petaluma, and it's basically a high school reunion. And I'm experiencing it for the first time in my life, and it's going to be very interesting because some people I went to high school with I have not seen in 4 years.
Ooh, not down with that. Sorry,
I know.
Not down.
But I want to go because I want to see everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm not doing good with my life. Like, I feel pretty confident in my life that I want to, you know, rub it into some people's faces that were mean to me in high school. Because I wasn't bullied, but I didn't have the greatest high school experience just because there was the mean girls and I wasn't,
yeah,
like, the popular one.
Oh, please. I had, like, two friends in high school. I was in a good group of girls for the first little bit of middle school and a little bit of high school, but, you know. Girls,
right? And I went to private high school too.
Oh yeah.
And I was a cheerleader, but the cheerleaders weren't considered popular, you know how that is.
Yeah, same at my school.
I just did cheerleading because I really liked cheerleading, not for the skirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah totally. I see. I don't know if I'd be down with that. I guess I could show people what I'm doing in my life, but I don't want to see people that,
right,
I went to high school with. I really don't. I remember when I was in high school, a lot of people who would graduate, they would come back and visit the teachers or people at the school. I left Drake High School and I said to myself and everybody around me, I am never coming back here.
So you've never gone back?
No, never.
Interesting.
I've never gone back. All my teachers loved me, so they probably love seeing me come back.
The teachers love DJ Soundwave. It's
all teachers love me. All teachers love me.
No, but even here, like I mean, some teachers like me. Our radio teachers like me.
Hey, Stu. Holla.
Are you at Coachella? Anywho.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of tradition in Petaluma to go to the bars.
Right. And
everyone's of bar age now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm the bar age. So it's going to be interesting, though.
They're raising the bar.
But yeah, so I'm very interested. But anyways, yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited to eat.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
You know, for me, it's actually the stuffing.
Oh my God, me too.
I really find that nobody says that.
I love, and this was probably in the past 2 years that I've had a very big obsession with stuffing.
Oh, I love stuffing.
I love it.
And pumpkin pie, you know, can't deny that.
Can't go wrong, but it's not my favorite. It's really not.
You know, I'm not a huge...
Wait, I want to take pics.
I'm not a huge fan of pie. I think it's too sweet for me. I love chocolate. I love good chocolate cake.
I feel it.
A lot of frosting. Love that. Well, you know, frosting, as I've gotten older, frosting, I kind of take off half the frosting. Maybe it's too sweet. But pumpkin pie, so pies are generally too sweet for me, but pumpkin pie, I love it. Oh, it's so good. My mom makes the best pumpkin pie ever.
So where do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Just at home?
Yeah.
With the fam?
Yeah, sometimes we go to a family friend's house, but past few years we've just been home. My family's super small, but we do a little intimate thing. You know,
nice.
Just me, my brother, taking a pic.
It's actually a Snapchat
video. Oh my gosh. Dizzy D is the queen of it's a video on Snapchat. Straight up. She posts Snapchats all the time of people trying to pose her picture, and then she says, it's a video.
It's like the best thing I have ever heard in my entire life. I wish I got that on video. Oh my God.
And it's on the air now, so you all are hearing it. Is anybody out there listening?
If you are, call us. Call in on
415-482-3587.
I don't think that number works, actually.
It's the radio station phone number, and you know,
you are still listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. I just had to spit out a tag.
The
just to remind
one and
you.
Only.
Yeah. The one and only. Wait, I don't know. But
we're trying to come up with a
shout out to Frankie Luongo, who says that during the soccer broadcast, if you listen to Penguin Athletics.
We're trying to come up with a cool, catchy slogan for the station. If you have any suggestions,
tweet us. Tweet us at Penguin Radio.
At Penguin Radio.
Oh, if you're listening, tweet us at Penguin Radio.
Holla.
Holla at Penguin Radio. But anyways, back to the holidays.
Hell
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Bomb.
Yes. I'm trying to think of what else is my favorite food. I feel like my family is huge. It's so we always have Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, which is my dad's sister. And then it's me, my mom, my dad, my aunt, my two cousins, my sister, her wife. Oh, my cousin and her wife, my grandparents, my sister's mom and her husband. And then sometimes we just have random people over that need to celebrate and don't have any else to celebrate at. So,
yeah, it's always good to take in the few stragglers, you know, who don't have a place to
sounds like
eat.
We just take in the homeless like, people. Oh, God, everybody come to our house.
Yeah, no. My brother's had a friend who's been coming to Thanksgiving at our house for the past few years.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is with my fam, too.
Yeah, pretty down.
Pretty down.
But then Christmas is coming up fast.
Oh, my God. It's weird. It's so weird. I feel like we just celebrated, like, my birthday, which was in May.
And my birthday, which was in May.
We're talking about going to Vegas for our birthdays next year, but that's
Vegas.
Still in the process.
Vegas, actually.
Vegas.
Vegas, because we're bays.
Bay. Yeah. A bleep.
What? AF. You mean
AF?
I say AF. I said AF on the radio on my show on Tuesday.
Oh, we're allowed to say that?
And my mom's like, I can't believe you said that.
Wait, I want to get good lighting.
And I was like, what do you mean? I didn't say any bad words. I just said AF, two letters. But you know, got to keep up with the slang, especially got to keep it current on the radio. Penguin Radio is very current, as always.
Duh. We keep it real. Keep it fresh.
We keep it current.
Keeping it current. Yeah.
Against the current.
Get it. Anyways, what else should we talk about?
Well, the holidays. My mom's already buying Christmas presents, and
my mom probably is too, but she's not telling me.
My mom literally makes me try on all the stuff she gets me, like, before it's even Christmas, so I already know what all my gifts are ahead of time, which I personally, I'm not a huge fan of that, you know? I want to be surprised when I'm...
Absolutely. Were you ever that kid that opened your presents and then rewrap them?
No.
Hell no.
What? No.
You know, there's kids that used to do that.
Well, you know,
my friends used to do that.
You know,
and they're like, oh, do you know what you're getting for Christmas? I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, I'm getting this, this, and this because I opened the present and rewrapped them.
Wow. That's messed
up. I wasn't that good at wrapping presents, so my mom would find out.
Yeah, or people would, like, go through the closets to try to find presents. It's just not, I don't know. I'm not, like, not that down. But in my family, we're German. And
you're German? I didn't know that.
My last name means sugar in German. And that's why I'm Rachel Sugar on Snapchat.
And Instagram and
everything. I guess on Instagram, not on Snapchat. Snapchat at Milo Orangey, which was my cat's name.
I noticed that.
DTF.
Slip that right in there. Okay.
But yeah, so our tradition is we actually open all of our presents on New Year's Eve.
Christmas.
Sorry, getting caught up with us having a good time in here. Christmas Eve. So, you know, traditionally I think people open presents on Christmas morning, but we my entire life we've opened all of our presents on Christmas Eve.
Well, I know that's like that's a tradition for a lot of people.
Really?
For on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Like the night?
We open all of them. And then in the morning, we will do stocking sometimes. But as we've gotten older, it's kind of like stockings.
But okay, here's my Christmas Day dilemma. Basically, there's a Warriors game at home this year against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And
on
if you
Christmas
remember,
Day?
Yes. And if you remember, the Warriors beat the Cavaliers in the playoffs last season. So it's going to be a very interesting game. and I might be working.
Yeah.
And I've never missed a Christmas before, but I feel like this is, if I get scheduled to work, it's going to be an opportunity that I can't pass up just because it's Christmas at the Warriors. What else could be better? But at the same time, my grandparents are, you know, pretty old. Just going to put it that way. My grandma just turned 94. My grandpa's 88. So I don't know how much longer they're going to be here with us. But I think if I do get scheduled, I'm going to do Christmas Eve with them. So I will be opening presents on Christmas Eve too. Maybe if I get scheduled to work on Christmas Day. And then in on Christmas morning, open my presents with my parents. Do that. Go to work at 11. Game's at 2. Probably be done by 5.
Yeah, it's a tough dilemma. My boyfriend has worked on every major holiday for the past few years. Our friend DJ Detour, I found out her DJ name.
Who's DJ Detour? Oh, really?
Her boyfriend's a police officer, and he's constantly working on the holidays.
In Katati or Rona Park or something like that.
And so I think that's kind of, as we get older,
it gets harder.
Yeah, yeah. But some holidays you just can't miss.
Right. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to make up for it. Oh, yeah. I'm not working on graduation. I'm walking.
Never
mind. I'm not going to say anything. But yeah, so Christmas, what do you do New Year's Eve? How are DJ Soundwave and Dizzy D going to celebrate New Year's this year?
You know, I'm going to be in the process of moving, which is,
oh yeah, you told me about that.
Unfortunate, yeah. But I think we're moving actually like a few days before, so I might still be able to do something. Last year I went with my boyfriend into the city, and I was looking for like New Year's Eve parties, you know, where you could buy a ticket for something, because I wanted to do something in the city in San Francisco. And so I found this place called Alchemist Bar, which does kind of cool mixed cocktails. I bought a ticket. It was like probably close to $100, mm-hmm. but we got unlimited drinks all night, DJ, photo booth, dancing. Yeah. It was actually really fun. And there was a bunch of people there and we didn't know any of them. So it was cool to go out and do something.
Sounds awesome.
So, and there's stuff like that all the time.
I know. I mean, this is my first New Year's Eve as a 21-year-old young woman.
Oh, wow.
So I want to go big. I went to the city last year, but it was no fun because I wasn't 21. There was nothing for me to do. I went to Mel's Diner.
So you're saying you should go to Vegas, right?
For New Year's Eve.
NYE 2016.
Oh my God. For graduating in 2016. That's just, it's too real.
I cannot wait to graduate. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Are you kind of in the freak out stage, or you just want to get out of here? Do you know what you're going to do after graduation?
I have an idea. I really ideally wanted to get an internship in the spring semester that would hopefully carry over into a job.
Right.
But at this point, I just want to get out of school, and I need to focus on school a lot. The semester has been kind of difficult for me. And so
I feel that. So I heard that.
So yeah, I think I'm just going to be taking some classes, and I think I feel like I'm not the average college student.
In what way?
I feel
you're not
like
the average college student.
I'm not the average bear. But I'm not freaking out about graduating. I don't want to be in college forever. I don't think I'm going to miss this. I don't think I've had a great time in college. Don't get me wrong. Attended two different schools. Have amazing friends.
Transfer squad.
All over the coast of California. But
no pun intended. Squad.
I just want to get out there into the real world. You already have jump-started your career while in college. I haven't done that. And I want to get out there.
Yeah, but by the time the Warriors season ends, we'll be right around graduation. And then I'll just have a freelance job. So I'm kind of freaking out too.
Well, I'm not freaking out at all. I just want to get out there. I want to have a career. I want to build a career, work up from the bottom like you have, and get in.
Started
from the bottom. Now we,
yeah.
Started from the bottom. Now my whole
we
squad
can, like,
here.
We have a band. We can have our radio, our own radio show.
But yeah, I want to make money. I want to go live in the world and start my life.
Let's have our own radio show. Dude, pay us.
What?
Said Stu, pay us to have our own radio show. And then we'll just have our life. We'll be set.
Wait, are we recording this? We totally are. We've been talking for 20 minutes.
About if you're still listening, if you're still listening to Dizzy D and DJ Soundwave here on radio.dominican.edu, we're just talking, we're chilling, procrastinating. I meant procrastinating on stuff that we probably should be doing, but we're just practicing our vocal variety, our radio skills. Shout out to radio.dominican.edu here on Penguin Radio.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we should close this up pretty soon.
Really? I'm having so much fun.
It is a good time. I think this would be a good thing to incorporate into our radio class, actually, doing joint kind of.
Well, the thing is, things. I feel like people have already been doing that since day one.
Right. But this is.
I've never done this before.
Neither have I. Neither have I at all.
And we just talk. We can talk all day.
Oh, yeah.
Me and DJ Soundwave.
DJ Soundwave.
Here on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu. It's like this new Snapchat filter with the speed up.
Radio.dominican. Do you like that new Snapchat upgrade?
Oh, I love it. I know you were over the like whole face things.
The
like,
face the recognition.
They got there. I love it. I love going on, seeing what the new one
every
is.
Every day, the new of the day.
Yeah, totally. But I love the new things with the rabbit and the turtle, the speed up and slow down, and the especially the backwards talking, which I've been using quite a bit. I found that
she's doing it right now.
It makes me sound like I'm talking in Swedish or French. It's very
or
odd.
Or Swahilian.
What is that? It's odd. I don't get it. It's like, wow, look at how good I look in that Snapchat.
You look super intrigued.
I look confused. I look straight up confused.
AF. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I feel like we should wrap it up because if Stu and DJ Noni knew if we were doing this, I don't know how they would feel about it.
I feel like they'd be super proud of us.
I feel like they would be too. Or at least for me, because I have not been on the radio this whole semester, maybe twice. Actually once. During a family weekend.
Well, and Penguin Press Dominican. Pass, you've been doing the.
Yeah, but that's posting. Not live.
Yeah, it's true.
So this is, you know, my first time live.
If you guys haven't checked out the Penguin Press Passes, you probably should on radio.dominican.edu.
Every Friday we make them, produce them. Shoot them out to y'all.
Weekly news stories by all the DJs of Penguin Radio. It's a really fun time and really a great way to get your news for the week.
Okay, I'm going to leave us off with one last question. Because I know you're really into this radio station, Penguin Radio.
Into it.
You're really into it, right?
Into it.
Yeah. So, and you listen to a lot of people's shows.
Yeah, I love it.
So, besides your show, who's... show is your favorite?
Well, I
not to single anybody out, but just give a shout out.
No, everybody's shows I've listened to have been great. I've definitely tuned into DJ Keeks on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. I think it is. Music Around
the great voice.
Music Around the Bay. I gotta show some love for the music shows. I love music. My show is personally about music as well. I've also listened to DJ Unspoken, who had talk
keep,
you can
keeping it real talk you can feel.
Yeah, she has a lot of guests on and she talks kind of about just kind of random issues and current things that are happening, and I really enjoy that. But you know who I also really like is DJ Cabaret with The Hookup.
I want to listen to her show because she was telling me some ideas and I think her show would be super relatable for me.
Yeah, totally.
I need help with the romance department.
Yeah, it's all about relationships and sex and, you know, hooking up. I think kind of amongst our age people. I've never listened to it live because I think it's kind of right after one of our classes and we generally go to lunch. But
you can check out the podcast on radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. All the DJs' shows are podcasted on our website.
Yeah, I've listened to a few of her podcasts and she'll post on Facebook. I am friends with her on Facebook and she'll post wanting people like viewers, listeners to give her input on certain issues. Like the other day we were in class with her and she said, hey, I have my show today. What's your opinion on boy girl code, like guy bro right. code.
And I kind of gave her some things that I would like to hear on her show.
Right. Yeah.
Because some really stuff that I'm dealing with right now, but
I think it's a really great idea and always relevant, you know?
Right. And I don't think that, I mean, since I've had 2 semesters on the radio station and I've never really seen a show or heard a show like hers before, an idea like hers before. And I think she definitely has a good idea on that.
Totally. And I know she's pretty into like gender issues
right.
and things like that, which I personally really stand for and love about her. She's in our gender communications class, so we get to hear her speak a lot. But I think that maybe it's not as popular as a topic because it's kind of hard to play the expert on something like that, you know? Like if you're just a college student who's been in maybe 1 or 2 relationships, it's kind of hard to claim yourself as an expert to talk about that.
I'm not an expert on that.
But you know, she just goes for it. She just went for it with this show idea, and I love it because if you act like you know what you're talking about, then people
all power
you know.
To ya.
Yeah, totally.
Totes my goats. But
now we've been talking for about 26 minutes for absolutely no reason, just on a whim.
Sorry if we bored you or we wasted your time, but I had fun.
Oh yeah, we had a good time. Just before we sign off, I'd love to plug my own show. It's on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. It's called Uncovered, and it features YouTube cover musicians. I go and research the cover musicians and tell you a little about them. Many of them have been very successful with their work online. And then I'll also delve into the actual songs that they cover, the artists, all about that. And I play the work, so it's a really great time. And I really hope you guys will listen. Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m., Uncovered, and I'm DJ Soundwave.
And I hope you guys enjoyed having us on here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Be sure to check out Penguin Press Pass every Friday. We're going to have one tomorrow. It's going to be uploaded as a podcast, so be sure to look out for that. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. This is Dizzy D and
DJ Soundwave
here on radio.dominican.edu. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
Bye-bye.